Chapter 5. Nurik curled up on the couch to read the diaries while Nona made phone calls. Reading, she noted that her mother didn't go back to the house in the woods for at least the next 5 entries. Most of the entries to that point consisted of Nat venting about Nona or expressing her love for music, especially music by Prince. "Sheriff doesn't know anything about any missing girl in the area. I'm going to call our closest neighbors to check with them to see if they have visiting children. It's possible a child wandered off and got lost, but surely someone would have noticed that by now." "Thanks for calling, Nona. I'll go read on the porch while you make more calls. Maybe she'll come back." "Dear Diary, today, Shelley and I went back to that house in the woods. I told Mama we were going swimming, which is totally true, but I neglected to tell her about the house. I don't know what to tell you, except it is a strange house. There is no way I'll tell Mama about it. She would try to stop me from going there. She can be such a killjoy. It was so hot today, Shelley actually went swimming with me, which made me very happy. I tried to talk to Shelley about the house, but she wasn't interested. She doesn't like that house, thinks it's dangerous. Shelley can be so strange that way. I'll let you know when we go back there. I'm sleepy. Nat. P.S. Shelley looks absolutely ridiculous when her pigtails get wet. Should I tell her?" Nari gasped. "Pigtails?" Nona walked out onto the porch. "No one has any young visitors today. I don't know quite what to make of the situation."
"Nona, Shelley wore pigtails?"
"Always."
"You didn't think to mention that?"
"Why would I?"
"Because the girl I saw had pigtails."
"Lots of girls wear their hair in pigtails. Why is that information so important to you?"
Nari closed the diary. "I don't really know why. I guess I asked because the girl I saw today had pigtails. Guess it's just a coincidence."
"Likely. Let's eat lunch. It's so hot we'll just make some sandwiches." While they made lunch together, Nari pondered the situation. She wondered if Nona thought she was a bit crazy. Was it better to keep quiet or keep asking questions? She was too curious to keep quiet.
"Nona, do you think I'm crazy because I saw the girl and you didn't?"
"No, I don't think you're crazy, Nari. I just know that the summer heat can play tricks on your mind."
"Nona, I hope it is all in my mind that there isn't a lost girl in the woods."
"You would think that she would want our help."
"Well, maybe she's afraid of strangers, or maybe she isn't sure who she can trust, or maybe I watch too much television."
"That's sure a lot of maybes. Or maybe you just thought you saw a girl. As I said, the heat can cause you to hallucinate."
"I wasn't hallucinating. I saw her."
"Okay. You saw a girl who may be lost or is a runaway. Right now, all we can do is pray that she'll seek help if she's lost. Your mama taught you to pray, didn't she?"
"Yes, but I haven't prayed since Mom died. I asked God to heal her of cancer. You see where that got me."
Nona sat quietly for a few moments before saying anything. "I see. That sounds like a conversation for another time. I'm ready for a nap. How about you?"
"I'm not sleepy. May I use that time to read in the hammock?"
"Yes, you may. That would be an excellent place to be to watch to see if that girl returns."
"Busted.
I'm not senile yet, young lady. You let me know if you see her again."
"You bet."
Nari positioned herself in the hammock to watch the path. It was hot, but the shade from the trees and a light breeze made the heat tolerable. Time ticked by, and there was no sign of the girl. After a while, Nari became sleepy listening to the chirping birds. Just as she was dozing off, she heard the birds flying away as if startled, and then it got deathly quiet. Nari opened her eyes to find the girl standing beside the hammock, staring at her. Nari gasped. Reaching out, trying to grab the girl, she toppled out of the hammock. Hitting the ground hard, she scraped her knees. The girl quickly jumped out of reach and ran toward the path. Nari took off in pursuit of the girl, shouting, "Wait! Please don't run away!" The girl stopped for a moment and waited until Nari got closer, and then she began running again.